Welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're looking at a really interesting urban space, downtown Container Park. We've got some source material, including one piece called Why Downtown Container Park is a Day Drinking Hub.
Yeah.
So our mission really is to figure out what makes it tick, what makes it this premier destination people talk about. Okay, let's unpack this. All right, so the first thing, stepping into downtown Container Park. You're hit by this really innovative design, right? It's shipping containers, but like totally transformed into bars, little eateries, and gives off this, I don't know, intriguing industrial charm almost immediately.
Yeah, it really does. And what's clever about that architectural approach, that use of containers, is how it feels relaxed, unpretentious. It's visually interesting, sure, but it also creates this atmosphere where you feel like you can just, you know, settle in, have a really different kind of drinking experience. All the colors and shakes, it's very eclectic. It definitely stands out from your standard bar. Shows real ingenuity, I think. And, you know, there's that sustainability angle too. Reusing materials, that really reinforces its image as a bit of a trailblazer.
So it's more than just looking cool.
Mm-hmm.
The design actually makes you want to look around, explore a bit. Appeals to that sense of discovery, maybe.
Exactly. It draws the eye, encourages you to see what's around the next corner.
Okay, so beyond the containers themselves, there's this big open-air aspect, which obviously works well in sunny Vegas. What is it about that outdoor setup that clicks so well for daytime hanging out?
Well, that big outdoor space is really designed for interaction. It encourages conversations, you know, groups gathering. And all that sunlight streaming in just creates a warm, sort of inviting feel. It makes you want to stay a while. Plus, you've got different seating options, big communal tables if you want to be social, comfy chairs, maybe a shady spot under an umbrella if you want something quieter. So you can kind of choose your own vibe within the space.
Right. So it lets people slow down a bit, relax. And I imagine that open space is great for events, too, like festivals or markets.
Oh, absolutely. It's a perfect backdrop for all sorts of seasonal stuff. Summer festivals, holiday markets, things like that fit right in. Mm.
Okay. Moving through the park, you mentioned this energy.
Mm.
You can feel it, right? Music, people laughing, talking. What's really behind that lively atmosphere? Where does it come from?
A lot of it is the live performances and the events they put on. They really create the celebratory feeling. It turns just having a drink into something more like a mini festival sometimes. The live music is a big part of that. They feature local artists, different styles, jazz, rock. It helps build that shared communal experience.
So it's like guests aren't just passively watching. They can get involved.
Exactly. That's a key part. You'll find interactive games, stuff like cornhole.
Oh, yeah, the beanbag toss thing.
Right, or those giant Jenga games you see. People gather around. It becomes a fun, shared activity. And then there are often art installations, maybe pop-up performers adding to the energy. They also do special events pretty regularly, like themed parties for Halloween or the 4th of July. Yeah, people get dressed up. It becomes a whole thing. It keeps the experience fresh, always changing. And sometimes, for those who want to be more active, they even have things like volleyball courts set up.
Wow. Okay. So it's really this mix of things that makes it a destination, not just a place to sit. You go for the experience, the connections.
Precisely. It's designed for memorable moments.
All right. Let's talk drinks. If it's a day drinking hub, the options better be good. What kind of variety are we talking about here?
Oh, the variety is definitely there. And it feels curated, not just random. You've got craft cocktails using really good ingredients. Think like fresh fruit infusions, interesting spirit blends. They often have seasonal specials too.
Nice.
Then for beer lovers, lots of taps focused on local and regional breweries, so you can try different IPAs, stouts, whatever. They usually offer flights too, so you can sample a few. Wine drinkers aren't left out. There's a solid list of reds, whites, rosés. Sometimes they do pairings or little tasting events. And importantly, they have really good non-alcoholic options too. Not just soda, like creative mocktails, fancy lemonade, unique teas, so everyone feels included.
That's crucial.
Yeah, and even great coffee, artisanal espresso, seasonal lattes, using good quality, ethically sourced beans.
Okay, sounds like the drinks are covered.
Yeah.
And you can't have good day drinking without good food to go with it. What's the food situation like? How does it complement the drinks?
The food is just as considered, I'd say. You find gourmet snacks, think nice cheese boards, charcuterie things designed specifically to pair well with the drinks.
Smart.
And then there's the food truck element. They have a rotating lineup, which keeps things interesting. So you might find gourmet tacos one day, fresh seafood the next, maybe amazing desserts, lots of different cuisines. They also sometimes do themed menus for events using seasonal local ingredients. And occasionally you might even see live cooking stations, which adds a nice interactive touch, watching chefs prepare food right there.
Sounds delicious. A feast for the senses, really.
Yeah.
Now, in today's world, how does a place like this cut through the noise online? What's its social media game like?
Well, it's almost built for social media, isn't it? It's so visually unique. Tons of Instagrammable spots everywhere. The colorful murals, the art, even how they present the drinks sometimes. So people naturally want to take photos and share them.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes user-generated marketing, basically. And the park encourages this, often using specific hashtags to kind of collect all that content and boost their visibility.
Okay, so organic sharing is big. Do they do other things to amplify that?
Yeah, they often work with social media influencers, people who can authentically show what the experience is like to their followers.
Makes sense.
And they sometimes run contests encouraging people to share their own photos or videos from the park. That not only gets more content out there, but also builds that sense of community online, gets people involved.
We've talked about the cool design, the vibe, the food and drinks, the online buzz, but practically speaking, how easy is it to actually get there? Accessibility, convenience.
That's actually one of its strengths. It's right downtown, like in the heart of the city, so it's pretty easy to reach for locals and tourists.
Okay.
There are good public transport links, nearby bus routes. I believe the train isn't too far.
Right.
Which is also good for encouraging people not to drive if they're drinking.
Responsible, yeah.
Right. But if you do drive, they generally have ample parking available too, so it covers the bases.
So we've looked at all these different pieces, the design, the vibe, the drinks, the food, the location.
Mm-hmm.
What does it all add up to? What's the core identity here?
I think fundamentally it's about community and local culture. That seems to be at the heart of it. It's clearly a popular spot for locals to hang out, a place where, you know, people meet up, friendships happen, and it feels very inclusive. The whole setup, the open spaces, the communal tables. It encourages interaction between different kinds of people. It welcomes everyone. And they often weave in cultural events too, celebrating local traditions, showcasing local art or music. That really adds to the richness and helps people connect on that level too.
It really is an amazing mix, isn't it? That clever design, the vibrant feel, all the different things to eat and drink, the entertainment, and then this strong sense of community underneath it all. Downtown Container Park sounds like much more than just, you know, a collection of bars. It's a whole immersive experience.
Absolutely. And what's really fascinating, I think, is how just repurposing something simple like old shipping containers can create such a rich, layered social space. It kind of makes you think, doesn't it, about how we can develop urban areas in the future, how we design places where communities can really come together dynamically.
It definitely does. Food for thought about transforming the everyday into something pretty special. Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope this gives you a good picture and maybe inspires you to check out Downtown Container Park for yourself and see what you discover.